fucking drinky, you little bitch. Didn't you get a... You got the fucking slushy.
Horchata.
The double gulp cup.
The double gulp cup. But what I actually wanted to ask was like...
Stop.
All right, concept. Oh, shit. I'm like...
Rustling and shit.
All right. Say you were like Doofenshmirtz. What anator are you making?
The
don't make like a dumb like anator.
The Christianizer anator.
What is that, dude?
He gets rid of Christians.
If yeah, I was an evil genius,
followed up yeah. by the de-Catholic anator.
Not like a millionaire anator.
No, if I was a evil genius,
Among Us anator.
I would say maybe a de-Wi-Fi anator.
The de-Wi-Fi.
It'd just be mildly annoying. Just in a vicinity.
Just
like
enough.
EMP.
So a platypus fucks you up. Just enough. Just
enough.
The move your furniture a centimeter every day, Anator. Just to slowly drive you insane.
But only in blind people's houses.
Oh, have you seen the video with the blind
evil.
Dog?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He just jumps up and hits his fucking head.
Desegregation, Anator.
Oh, give me the time machine.
Time machine, Anator.
I'd be like this furniture one, but it's like inconvenient in the fact that it's different, but it's still practical. So
what?
they can't be really mad.
What?
It like rearranges your furniture, Anator. But like
better.
Better.
A better position.
But just the fact that it's changed infuriates you.
Like it's remodeled. Have you seen the video of like where they do the home remodels? And then the lady gets her home remodeled and then she's like, "What the fuck is this? Ugly in here. You got a pool table. I didn't want a pool table.
I see that.
You got a bar. The bar's nice. What the fuck is up with everything else? Paintings gotta go. These paintings are ugly. Paint on this room? Ugly. And she was just like, oh. It was kind of sad.
Yes? The fuck do you want?
Did no one else hear that?
From my bottle?
No,
it was in the other room. I think it was like
the fridge.
The Almas.
Oh, the bitch ass Almas. Here, put on the headphones.
I'm putting on the headphones now.
But we haven't posted in over a month.
Really?
Why?
The last time we posted was in February 28th.
Why don't you post?
I actually didn't know that.
Because, I don't know. I got lazy. I mean, we did record a lot. It's just, it was weird to put them in together because it was a bunch of different audio files, especially because Craig kept disconnecting. So, like, usually it was two different audios for the same podcast, but since we did them late, they were on different days. So, like, I had to find out what day was what and which podcast was what.
Too much work is what you're saying right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's just that lazy, you know? I'm mugging on us.
Gems.
That's crazy, over a fucking month.
What?
You know what? You know what you can say, Eli? We had a fucking fan meetup, because you were with Gilda.
What?
It's the only person. I don't even think she listens to the podcast anymore. What's up, Gilda?
Hey, Gilda.
Hi, Gilda.
Hey, Gildas.
Does she listen?
Whore. I don't know.
It's a great question.
It is a great question.
I know.
Today was pretty wacky, huh, team?
Today was a fun day. I'm tired. It's 4 a.m. Oh, it's 3 a.m.
Well, Eli's here in person.
No, it's 4 a.m.
It is 3:52.
My thing is off.
Your thing is off.
I hate it.
I kind of felt like it was a little bit later than 3.
Are we going to Snuggle Wuggles after this?
We'll Snuggle Wuggles.
What's Snuggy Wuggies?
I already told you guys, but I saw Godzilla vs. Kong.
Yeah, don't talk about it.
It was a good movie.
I'm seeing it.
It's a good movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There's some parts where I geeked out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Among Us.
Among Us.
This week was supposed to be very,
productive?
Packed and productive this week. But the most productive thing that I was supposed to do had gotten canceled. And then, yesterday, it was supposed to be, like, the lightest day out of the week. I was supposed to go eat Duke's and then go home. And then...
And then we
didn't know what to do with Miguel. We're like, okay, what do we take? Tell him to go home? And then we brought him home to our house. And then when we got home, Brayden was at my house.
Yeah, the motherfucker didn't leave.
And then we hung out for a little bit at my house, watched the Biggie. a documentary about Biggie Smalls.
Oh, did you guys finish that?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good?
It was good. We all cried.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then,
I don't remember the last time I cried to a movie. Do you guys do that often?
Usually, that's the only few times I do cry. Yeah. Watching something. Yeah.
Can't do it.
Can cry at a movie?
No.
Because you're Jewish?
Yep.
Come on, at least The Pianist. No, we haven't cried. Schindler's List?
I watched
The Beautiful World.
It touched my heart, but I didn't cry.
Yeah. Schindler's List? You mean fucking, like, home videos he has?
You mean Family Memories? Like, the fucking... Whatever that shit is from... Yeah.
De Sussacost.
I was thinking about Assassin's Creed.
An Assassin's Creed game in fucking Auschwitz?
You mean a Survivor game?
Battle Royale?
Vigor?
Oh, no. You can't say Vigor.
We're gamers now.
Oh, my God, we're insane.
Dude, Rary started a fucking Twitch. I have one, but I haven't done shit.
Well, you can't say I started a Twitch. I made an account.
He started a Twitch, bro. He wrote down the password and everything.
On the desk.
Mm-hmm.
Literally in permanent marker on the desk, because I was like, I'm going to forget this. We're done everything.
On God.
I got to start live streaming. I want to.
You just live stream the competitive Valorant.
I want to start live streaming everything. Might as well. We're fucking funny. We're
hilarious. We're fucking hilarious. It would be cool to record as we're playing,
mm-hmm.
so we could actually chop it up and stuff. Bro, we're fucking... Hey,
I want to make hey, I want to make like 4 more videos, sort of like the one I made. So mm-hmm. like when I start uploading, I won't stop uploading.
Hey,
I don't want to just upload one and then wait a couple months
to make another one. Just have a backlog,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, basically. Maybe make one a week. That might be a good starting point for me.
You know what? So you're always late for the trends. Like, yeah. Yeah, the trend is there. You do it when it's famous, but then you don't upload it until 4 videos later.
Yeah, like 2 months later when people forgot about Among Us, and then I'm just like, oh, guess who learned how to play Among Us?
Ha.
This was. Look, guys, I got the imposter.
That's why you stream.
I'm better not this bitch.
And then you do screen clips.
God.
We're going to be big boy players in this shit.
We're going to be the best.
Honestly. Balls swinging.
Next thing you know.
I want to go toe-to-toe with XQC. I want that boxing match.
Dude, that guy looks fucking...
Oh, my
God. Frail. Fuck up XQC.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys hear that?
He forgot to play his fucking electricity bill. He couldn't stream.
No way.
Yeah, he said on Twitter. Like, in all caps. He always tweets in all caps. Hey, guys. Much love. Forgot to pay the electricity bill. Stream will be up shortly.
Sounds like a
18 monitors.
What the fuck?
24 PS4s. You know, that's how he talks.
That's racist.
It is.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Do you know how XQC got his start? Does anyone know?
No.
I'll tell you right now. Overwatch. Competitive Overwatch.
Yep, I know.
Oh, yeah, and then he got fucking banned because he's toxic. He's a toxic little shit.
Is that what happened?
He was homophobic.
Publicly. Oh, yeah, that sounds like my type of guy.
He got banned.
I like XQC a little bit better now.
You know what?
And then he's came back, bearable. And then he got banned again for more homophobia. And then he's gone for
and
good.
He hated women. Like, I remember he would talk to the announcers all shittily.
He's an incel?
Yeah, he is.
I can't get behind
incels.
But he
pulls bitches. He pulls bitches. He has a bitch.
Currently, yes. He does.
Yeah.
You know who I would think pulls bitches? No disrespect. Charlie. Soda Most Poppin. Critical.
Soda Poppin.
I've never seen Soda Poppin.
You don't know Soda
Poppin? Soda Poppin looks like a bitch.
Soda Poppin is a bitch. It's funny, though.
As well as,
Mini-Lad.
Mini-Lad pulls children.
That's what I was saying. Like, you can't pull bitches, so he pulls children.
Oh, my God. I think that... Okay. I shouldn't say I think that's funny. I just think, like, it's weird. Like, why don't you just go for someone who likes you that's, like, of age so that it's not weird? People will still be mad. Power dynamic. Wah. But at least someone will be like, oh, shit, that's...
Time to go to court.
That's statutory.
That's statutory right there. That is... That
I heard that. That was weird.
Huh? You did?
Yeah, I heard the fucking swallow.
Yeah, you did?
Kinda.
Damn, I should
bust
him. Now I have a good mic to record with too. Sick.
On stream. I was kidding.
You could hook this up to your PC.
And that when we get two mics?
That's what I'm saying.
Sitting across the couch?
Yeah. No, I'm talking like you could just use that as a mic. Like, just like,
what?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yeah. No.
If you want.
No, yeah. It's gonna but I was saying, it'd be cool having two mics.
Facts. Uh-huh.
Like, we're sitting across from each other. Like, because his mic will be pointing that way and that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, we won't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
It'd also be better for bigger groups. Like, you could have someone sitting on a couple people sitting behind
and it would be so setup weird.
With another mic. Why don't we put it in the
middle? Don't mind your fucking business.
What is that?
Why didn't we put it in the middle? The mic? Oh, fuck.
We don't think far ahead. When I say we, I mean accidentally.
It's 3 a.m. I don't blame us.
It is 4 a.m.
It's 4 a.m.
That is off.
Oh my gosh.
Did you guys hear? I can't remember which brother, but one of the Paul brothers is fighting an actual MMA fighter.
Mm-hmm.
A retired one. It's mm-hmm. happening in like 2 weeks.
2 weeks from now.
Logan Paul's fighting someone?
Yeah. An actual one.
Oh.
I can't remember. Like it's an ex-MMA fighter. He wanted to fight Conor McGregor.
No, Jake Paul wanted to fight Conor McGregor.
No, I thought it was Logan.
No, Jake Paul's the shitty younger one.
I want to see Conor McGregor rock.
Logan has actually, I don't know, he's actually thrown a few shots. But they're both not fighters.
He's a good fighter, but for some reason he has never won.
Okay, which one's the little bitch?
Jake.
All right, I'm pretty sure Logan wants to fight Mayweather. That's what it is.
That's what's happening.
It's happening?
They fight Muhammad? He's a fucking crippled ass.
Muhammad's dead.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Yeah.
What did Muhammad do?
I don't know, but I think Tyson should fight one of those guys.
Oh, Muhammad Ali? Is that what we're talking
about?
Yes.
Oh. What did Gandhi do?
Gandhi?
Rape kids.
Dead.
That can't be true.
He did rape kids.
Gandhi did not rape any kids.
He had a harem of children.
Okay. Was it rape just where he was at? Man. No, I don't want to defend touching kids.
He just called this guy Harambe.
But, like, I don't know. Different cultures, I guess, is different. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm ignorant.
I mean, they do have child marriage there, just casually.
Okay, yes.
A casual. So, like,
maybe in the States, you know, he'd get arrested. You know, hey, they ain't right. That's a child. Maybe where he was at, they was like, hey, that's Gandhi. Yeah, it's like, oh,
just casual Gandhi.
Oh my god, he's gonna be like remembered one day. Let him just throw him from the womb straight to his house. Be raised as a saint.
God, I really want to see who Mike Tyson's gonna fight next. I think Holyfield.
Is Mike Tyson still fighting?
He wants to fight. Yeah, he already fought once. Fight. He fought Roy Woods Jr.
Who? How'd that go out? Who
was? It was a tie.
Tie.
Oh, yeah.
Bullshit. Mike Tyson wanted more smoke.
More MMA than boxing.
I do like watching MMA more. But participating, I did enjoy boxing a lot more.
Can't wait.
And I know more about boxing because I read books and everything. Like, I studied that shit. I loved it.
I think Conor McGregor is actually fighting Jake Paul. Don't quote me on that.
No, he's not.
Nah.
Fuck.
Dana White even says, like, nah, that's never happening.
Damn it.
You know how bad that would ruin Conor McGregor's image? Even if he won.
Rocking Jake Paul's shit?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think it's the right move now. I think McGregor needs to win a few rounds right now. He's been on a losing streak. He's been on a
pretty bad losing streak, yeah.
But I think it'd be a good comeback story. He was at the top, and now he's at not the bottom, but like he's gotten his shit rock. Fucking Khabib fucked him up. So I think it'd be a good comeback story for him to just be like.
I think at any point in a professional fighter's career who isn't retired, to fight one of those Paul brothers is sad. Because you're just like either accepting a money grab. Which is, like, I guess a lot of fighters are just like, fuck it.
What do you say? I think he said 3 mil?
30 million.
30 million?
Yeah. It would have been the highest paid UFC fight ever. For a single contestant. Jake Paul was willing to throw it at him.
UFC? I don't think it was UFC. No way they would.
It's boxing.
Boxing, they could go a few rounds, but UFC, like they're fucked.
Boxing is more money.
There is more money in boxing. I think just because I don't know.
The fact that Jake Paul has that money to throw away is insane. Because there's no way he makes $30 million off of ticket sales and him being the prize fight. Like, him being with, what's his fucking face? The last, what? The Mike Sideman? Tyson? Yeah. Oh. No, Mike Tyson.
Oh, the fucking...
Jake Paul definitely got a cut of that, right?
KSI?
It wasn't a charity thing? Because Mike Tyson is not fighting for money at all. I'm pretty sure he wants to fight.
Okay,
or at least,
well, yeah. No. Might have been a charity thing.
Because it was all celebrities and stuff.
Got money.
It was exhibitions.
I bet Jake Paul got money.
You think so?
I think he bragged about it. He's like, I just made so-and-so money in such-and-such seconds. I'm insane. I'm rich.
Sounds like a Mayweather thing.
Huh. I don't know. Those guys annoy me. But also, it's like, fuck it. If I was him, I'd probably be doing the same shit.
I like KSI, unironically. He's kind of funny. I don't watch his shit. I've never seen an actual KSI video. I've seen one of his music
videos. I don't know
videos.
Why. Just sometimes I'd wake up in the middle of the night, boom, Sideman GTA challenges.
Yeah, duh.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Eli's sleeping right now.
No, I'm good.
You're lying.
Just fucking neck good. Twisted, eyes closed.
I'm great.
I was trying to talk to him while he was sleeping at his house, and I'm like, dude, do the Eli. Like, we're sleeping like a log upside down. And he was not responding, and I slapped him.
I remember you were watching Sidemen, like, awake, conscious, for a while. Like, one day.
I know, you can't say a while. I just watched, like, two other challenge videos.
I meant a while, like, as in the day, a while. Like,
it was, like, more 2 hours.
Yeah, it was a while.
Shut up.
It was a while. 2 hours? 2 hours of consuming the Sidemen?
Consuming.
Their content? Consuming the fucking Sidemen content?
I don't know. I feel like YouTube is an awesome waste of time. There couldn't be a better platform to waste your time on. Because, like, especially when you're watching, like, video games, it's like, okay, cool. They didn't put this up there, like, good content creators, because it's shitty. Like, they're not going to upload a shitty video on purpose. But when you watch a live stream, it's like, oh, this live stream could definitely be shitty. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I don't know why, but for some period of time in 2018, I was watching Ninja a lot on Twitch. And just some
he still holds the highest record of, like, highest amount of subs at a given time. Even after Ludwig's recent subathon thing.
I like Ludwig. He's funny.
I still watch Ludwig. I've been watching Ludwig for about a year now. That guy's so funny.
He is funny as hell.
You guys watch Pay Money Webby?
Who the what?
You don't know Pay Money Webby?
No.
Mm-mm. No clue, who's that?
Damn, that gator was fucking gushing. God damn, really. Shit. Oh, let me get some tea real
who's
quick.
Pay Wubby Hubby?
Pay Money Wubby.
Who's Hubby Dubby?
Alright. Humpty Dumpty. he's a ginger.
Oh.
Fat.
My bad.
Rich, actually.
Mm.
But, like, no, not flaunt in your face rich. Just, like, I know he has money.
Yeah.
Twitch streamer. And he's actually pretty funny.
God, like, dang.
He's got, like, Ludwig humor. He's got Ludwig humor, you know, like, you know.
I don't even think Ludwig humor is that funny. I just think that he makes good videos.
I think he's charismatic. He's not that funny, but I feel like he's, like, his flow's pretty good with his chat and stuff like that. He's, like, he just keeps it going.
I'm not your friend.
Have you seen that video with him and the doctor?
I heard you listening to it. Mm-hmm. I didn't... What was up with that?
So, you know who that guy is?
No.
He's basically like a therapist for, like, streamers and YouTubers. He was a full-time therapist, and then he found Twitch, and then now he just goes around to big streamers on stream, and he talks to them about their shit. And with Ludwig, his problem was just, like, I don't get why people on my chat think that we're friends. Like, we're not at all. I don't necessarily like them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have to get that through their head, that I don't know who they are, and they barely know who I am. And then that is it.
It is true.
It's very true.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't want people to get the wrong idea that they could text me about random shit, and then I'll respond. Or that I'm willing to help them, because I'm not.
You know, Charlie said something about that, I'm pretty sure. It was like...
A lot of people, after that video was made, said a lot of stuff on Twitter.
I think Charlie said that he's like, I don't want to watch somebody complaining about their money problems or like the fact that they're rich, something like that. I don't know. Not too positive.
It is kind of weird.
Shalat, after Carson's situation, he like got a bunch of like emails because you know he has like that second channel that he just like plays old CODs and just like responds to people having depression and stuff. Weekly Slap. He did one about how like exactly what you guys just said there. Mm-hmm. Just like, you don't know who I am. Like, I don't know who you are. Like, it's cool that you watch my content. I enjoy that you watch, you like what I put out there, but you have no clue who I am. I don't know who you are. Well, it's crazy. And true.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was fine when Ludwig said it because it was just like, he's kind of an asshole. Like, in general. Like, he does not care. And I think it's cool. Like, he's not like an asshole, like, he'll go run around making fun of gay people. But, like, he'll, like, just be talking to someone, and then he'll, like, mute him, and then he'll just yell at his Twitch to subscribe to him. Anyone got Twitch Primes? And he'll post that shit on his YouTube. And I'm just like, huh, that's so funny. That was, like, very rude to said female who was talking. He just muted her and started talking about your own shit.
You know what that is? That's a playboy, baby.
That's good marketing.
I'm liking all the videos he's doing with the GeoGuessr guy.
I've been seeing that a lot on TikTok.
GeoGuessr?
The Ludwig stuff. The GeoGuessr Ludwig stuff.
Oh. Mm-hmm. They're both on TikTok. And I love GeoGuessr TikTok.
I like the joke ones. Oh my god. Okay, where are we? Alright, we're surrounded by the ocean. Okay, is there a boat nearby? He's like, yeah. Okay, so the funniest thing, I was actually here when this photo was taken. And like, my shirt is right there, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And he just fucks around. I was like, oh my god, okay, I recognize that rock.
Top of Iceland
or something. Yeah, some weird shit.
Oh, I've seen one of those.
It was like a couple
hundred. I didn't know it was fake. Oh man, now I feel dumb.
No, that's real.
The first few ones I seen seemed fake, seemed real, but then it got more and more like extravagant. Like he was blindfolded in one.
One of them was just like, where? Okay, we're here. Is there a bus? There's a bus. I know where we are. And then I was watching. I'm like, oh shit.
There is a bus.
There was a bus, and he was like 100 feet away. Sheesh.
Because I'm guessing GeoGuessr doesn't actually pick from like a random
infinite amounts. No, they don't even have. They don't have a ton of countries on their list.
Yeah, so they literally just have like. Of course, it's thousands of images.
Yeah, but eventually you're gonna keep.
Running into you're the gonna same run ones. Into the same one at some point. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that's what they go off of sometimes.
But they're constantly adding more. Like obviously, they can't just have. I mean, they could. Just like a, like a random ass road where you're not gonna be able to guess it. I mean, they kind of do have those. Never mind. They're fucking weird. They don't have any Chinese pictures. No GeoGuessr is in China. None.
I mean, Taiwan.
You want to tie one of these balls to your mouth?
That's because America views. We have a one China policy. So to us, Taiwan is part of the mainland China. It is China.
But it's not, though.
It's not. In, like, law or whatever treaty.
So, the China isn't in GeoGuessr. Boom. Done. Simple.
Boom. Intro, done.
Intro, done. Honestly, that might be my favorite intro. Skeppy's? Or is that Skeppy?
It's not Skeppy.
Intro, done.
I don't know. I can't remember who that is.
Me either.
God, you know who's funny? The No Life Rider, or whatever his name is.
Oh, that's Tap L. That's Tap L. Intro done.
Oh, yeah. Intro done. Do you know who the talentless writer is, Zach?
I do not.
God, I was watching him, and then I started putting him on with Axel's here, and then I didn't really see a reaction from Axel.
But you're fucking funny. I really like him.
Wait, Eli, you know who he is?
Nice through. He's done. Who's sleep? Anyways, who is he?
He's this guy who, like, makes animation videos about stories and stuff. But the animations are like super shitty, like worse than my dick could draw better than this dude. No, bless you.
Better than grade A.
But better not than as grade good as A. The odd ones. Imagine how much it's better than barely better than grade A.
Yeah. Grade A is funny.
The funniest shit is actually was just like, grade A's back on YouTube, you seen? And it was literally said 4 days ago and I'm like, oh shit, and guess what, it was on Pokemon.
Yeah, and he's on
like,
Pixelmon.
Oh my god. I was like, oh my fucking god. Oh my god, so much shit has happened since we last talked to you guys. Pixelmon. Come. And god. I have a computer now.
He has a computer. Woo! That's why he's gonna start streaming.
And now I have Pixelmon.
And, yeah. And now we have a Pixelmon.
I totally
server.
Wish I started recording that. I don't know why. You know what? As soon as I was like, I wonder if people play Pixelmon right now. All of the videos on when you search a Pixelmon are I survived 100 days in Pixelmon.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen a lot
like,
of those.
Fuck, dude. I missed it. I missed the fucking shot. They're all like a week old. I'm like, fuck, I missed it by a week.
Bank.
I know, right? Like,
you could just be the channel that's late.
You know who did one? Jerome ASF.
I haven't heard that name in years.
I watched a 2.5-hour video about the story of Minecraft in between all like versions of it and like what was going on in them.
Yeah.
Dude. And then I was like, you know what I could do? I'm gonna make my own show exactly like the fucking Hank Hill. King of the Hill show.
But in Minecraft.
But in Minecraft. I'm gonna have like professional actors. I'm gonna write a script and just randomly sometimes the baby would walk in and be like, let's go.
Let's go.
Out of context. No one else would see him but us. And he'd just walk away.
And that's it.
Yeah. I thought it'd be
fun. You can totally do that right now.
Dude, I literally sat down on my computer. I was like, how do I? And then I was like, nah. And then I put on Pixelmon.
We can start making, we can make sets. We don't make full on houses, but
dude,
we make sets.
Dude, you don't
sets.
Gotta talk to me about this because then I'm gonna wanna do it, motherfucker.
Hey, I like King of the Hill. I think it's a funny show.
I'm
you know what's not
a
funny
I'm
show?
I'm gonna write a script then.
You know what's not a funny show? Lost.
Lost.
Lost is a terrible
show. You know what? I'm sick of, tired of you saying Lost is a bad show. You haven't even looked at a single episode.
I've like seen a few.
Watch from season 1, episode 1, and then tell me it's a shitty
fuck
episode.
That. It's a shitty show.
Alright, no. You watch season 1, episode 1, 2, and 3. You're like, damn, this show's fucking good. This is gonna go somewhere. And then it doesn't. And then that's when the show gets bad. So, if you're saying Lost is a shitty episode on episode 1, 2, and 3, your opinion is invalid. Because it's meant to draw you into said show. 3 episodes in. Imagine watching that as it airs, spending a week in between each episode. You're on the 3rd week, you're like, fuck it, now I gotta go back for the 4th. 4th one's shitty. Fuck. Three were good.
I know it's a shitty show, man.
That was a bad episode. Next week will be good.
I was watching that shit in the middle of it.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then they show, like, a fucking lab or some shit.
In the middle? You?
Yeah, I was in the middle of it.
Oh, hold on. I think you meant, like, in the middle of them being released.
No,
is such an old show, there's no way.
No. In the middle of, like, the show as, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? It was after a party, so it was, like, a long night. And I was just, like, watching it, confused and bored.
It feels like if they made Naked and Afraid, and then they didn't give them, like, tasks or a time limit, and then they just ended up being lazy. And they're just like, you know what? I'm naked and scared right now. I'm gonna sit here for a couple
Lost
days.
Quotes? God, they're terrible. The quotes on Lost are shit.
Can you name one?
No, they're so bad. Because my coworker's like, he made a reference to The Office, which, yeah, whatever.
Does anyone care about The Office? Anyone? Yeah,
I used to watch it with my family.
Are you planning on watching it?
No.
Does Michael Scott die?
I don't know. How do I know?
I think in the final episode of the final season, Michael Scott dies. You know who told me?
Spoilers.
You know who told me? Fuck you. If you plan on watching The Office and it's like past 2019 when all the white girls are watching it, it's too late for you.
You're through. You're done.
You're done.
You're done. You missed the mark.
You missed it. People are done talking about The Office. They might have fucking Dunder Mifflin posters or Hank Hill. What's his name? Travis Scott? Fuck.
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 Duh, baby.
Fucking.
Duh, baby. Ha, yeah, go. Yeah, ha.
I love you, Jim. Go. Don't touch me.
My.
Go hit. Oh my god, what did she say? How did that.
Oh. What's the main character of The Office?
Jim?
Not Jim.
No, that's not Jim. That's the prankster.
Oh, you're thinking about the Steve. Nerdy fuck.
No, the boss.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell, what does he play? Dude, I just fucking say, does he die? Michael Scott.
Michael Scott.
That's his name? That doesn't sound right.
That's his name.
God. Dude,
stop putting your fucking feet next to mine. God damn it.
Have you guys heard of Sons of Anarchy? No, not Sons of Anarchy. The Mayans.
Yeah, where they just ride around on bikes?
Yeah, well, it's a spinoff of Sons of Anarchy. You know where he doesn't want to watch Breaking Bad?
I haven't watched it.
He says it's not the right time of his life, in his life.
I told him I have to be 25 and out of college or in college.
That doesn't make any sense. Uh-huh. All that you did was...
I just don't want to watch it.
The Walking Dead instead of watching Breaking Bad. That's all that happened in your life.
You know what was fucking amazing? The Walking Dead. That show is a fucking banger. Every episode some shit goes down, the ball's going to your stomach. Like, what is going on? Especially with the banging.
You think
ass.
So? I feel like season one, like right when they like the forest ones, when they're just camping, I feel like one or two of them were like shit.
Well, not only was the CGI bad, but they didn't know where the fuck the story was going, I feel like, and they were just like, yeah, there's zombies here.
Oh.
Kind of zombie dope.
Not only was it kind of nothing, but it wasn't really setting up any plot. There was mostly in The Walking Dead, it's like, oh, there's a problem. Let's solve it in two seasons, right? It annoys me. But for season one, it was like, oh, we have a problem. Let's solve it next episode. And it kept annoying me, like, oh, Karen's wife keeps beating her. Let's fuck her husband up and, like, strap him to a tree and then he dies next episode. But not to this episode. Because then that would be weird. And then that episode, another thing gets brought up. It's like, oh my god. My dad is dead, and now I don't want to go fishing. Next episode, guess what they do? They fish. Another problem comes up. Guy's going crazy from dehydration. And he got bit, and no one knew. You know what the next episode revolves around? His death. Like, it was really quick. It was like, problem, solution. And then, like...
Like TV shows.
Yeah.
During that time.
But in, like, season two...
Like Amazing World of Gumball.
Yo.
Like No. But, like, those are, like, single episodes.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I mean, though. Similar.
Yeah, like, it happens at the beginning, solved by the end.
There's a conflict.
And then you learn the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
There's no lesson to be learned in The Walking Dead.
Don't be caught lacking.
Don't beat your wife, I guess. Because you're going to get...
That's a good lesson.
Cheers.
If you need to be taught that,
don't fuck your homie's wife.
Don't beat your wife. You know what's going on? That person is beating their wife and listened to your advice and is not going to take it. Anyone who needed to hear it is dismissing it. That's just facts. B.
Oh, God. I like the... When they made it to that town, the safe town, with the walls and shit.
Yeah.
The dad's the architect, or like the... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Guy. Season, I believe, 5.
That was cool. And, like, fucking Chris Brown was going to be an architect shit.
And season season 2 was when they started introducing drawn-out conflicts, which made me mad. But also was like, all right, I guess. You know, they're hour-long episodes. Fucking fill the shit with random shit. Important things. Maybe 5 minutes an episode. Like, in season 2, conflicts, like, where are we going to live? Didn't figure that out for 3 seasons. Can you believe that shit? They're just hobos. I mean, yeah, they're just hobos for 3 seasons. It's 3 years of making the show that they couldn't figure out where to live. And when they did figure it out, guess how long that lasted? Like 7 episodes.
I think I've seen more of the little subplots than the actual story. Like the governor.
The governor?
Like,
well, to be fair, the governor is one of the biggest plots of like season 2.
I mean,
three,
like the
four.
Little story he had with that family, like the uncle or the grandpa needed oxygen and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That, like little
that
mini
was
ones.
Random and like just randomly in season like 4.
Like, I've seen that, but, like, I don't know much else about the governor and, like, the other, the seasons and stuff that he was a part of. I know that scene. And shit. Ugh.
You haven't seen The Walking Dead? How's that?
I've watched it. Not the first couple seasons, but... Yeah, I don't know. One, two, I don't know three. Where I started. Maybe 4. I don't know.
What was going on? What did you start?
They're stabbing fucking zombies through a fence. A picketed fence.
Oh my god, when they eat that bitch's leg. I remember that.
That was in, I believe, season 3. That's, they were in a prison.
They're in a prison.
Yep, mm-hmm. Season 3.
And I remember at one point they had to, like, fucking stab a pig and let it, like, run off. And the zombie's like, yeah, fuck it. Let's season get that. Three. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of baboonish.
I know, right? They need to buy, like, alarm clocks.
Yeah, something other than a live pig. Just, like,
something other them. Than the fucking thing you need to eat, right?
Yeah.
Like a shoe with, like, a... Or, like, a Nerf ball with a whistle on it. Imagine how OP those would be in the zombie apocalypse. Boom. And then it's a bomb.
Except it's hand grenades.
So is the show over now? Is, like, the last season done filmed?
Last season done. Dang. So what happened is with season 10, filmed every episode except the last episode. The last episode was yet to be filmed. COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Oh, my God. They COVID. Ah. So they... And it had to air because it takes, like, a year for production.
Mm-hmm.
So they just aired in November. This last November.
Yeah.
But the last episode, it wasn't out yet. They didn't start filming the last episode until June.
Yeah.
Of 2020, and then now I don't think that's coming out until, I think it just came out recently, like a month or two ago.
Damn.
So now it's concluded, it's completed, everything's done. But I've yet to watch season 10, so I'm like kind of hyped for it.
I wonder how it's going to conclude the whole...
We still don't know where the fuck Rick is, dude.
Rick is gone?
Rick got lost in season 9. A bridge blew up, he went down a river, now we haven't seen him all season 10.
I remember that. The last thing I remember... from when you were watching it all was fucking the guy with the bat.
Oh, Keegan?
Negan.
Like, Negan comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, my balls. Or, I don't know. He just says my balls or something. I don't
know. My balls. I got these balls. Well, my daddy. And his daddy.
I just remember beating the shit out of, like, two main characters. And it was really
Glenn
cool.
And
yeah. I remember when that happened, when Glenn
fuck
got
Abraham.
Fucked.
Fuck was like, Abraham. Oh. Are we saying fuck Abraham?
Yeah, fuck Abraham. Glenn cool. But...
Abraham. Who's Abraham again?
Abraham was the buff ginger.
Redhead guy.
What?
He had a big temper.
Why are we saying fuck Abraham?
He's a dickhead.
Abraham's sick as fuck.
I loved Abraham, but I know a lot of people don't like him and weren't upset about his death. No, everyone hated the fact that Glenn died.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
chilling.
I remember everyone was like, "Oh, Glenn," his fucking eyeball rocked.
I remember
out.
I used to think it was so funny, like, "Ah, oh, Cassandra, Glenn died."
I like Abraham. Abraham about to get some pussy in the fucking police station.
Fucking God. What's his name? My name is Earl. The fucking mullet dude would just watch him.
Oh yeah,
would watch him. Fuck Rosita.
I remembered when, like, everyone in the fucking fandom wanted that dumbass kid, Rick's kid, to die with the eye patch.
Carl?
Fucking Carl.
Carl!
Yeah, like, every week they'd be like, kill off fucking Carl.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
Go back.
Everyone's cheering.
Oh, shit, currently. That's right, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because Andrew was telling me the lore behind, like, filming of behind the filming of said
behind
show.
The scenes, yeah.
And it was really fucked up because Carl wanted to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So he had told his parents, hey, I'm going to go buy a house where they're filming, which was in Virginia at the time. I'm going to go to college out there. And he bought a house, and 2 weeks later, they killed him off. They told him. And he was so upset because he enrolled in college or something like that. Something about college. And that now he had to move home.
That's so fucked
up. Buying a house.
Yeah.
Damn. That's fucked.
Well, I bet he had a couple bucks on him.
Probably.
If I was in the show, I wouldn't want to be killed off.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, you're in that show so fucking long, dude. You were in there when you looked like a bitch. Now you're probably getting pussy now. You're old enough to get pussy. And you get killed off. Right? You got bans to buy a house. You're getting in college because, you know, education. But you're, like, still close to where they're filming. So, you know, you got responsibility.
Yeah, you just hang
out. And they're just like, you know what? You're not doing it, right? You're not clicking with this. You know, you don't seem fit for the show.
I don't like this whole older guy thing, huh? Should've stayed young.
Dumb bitch.
He's almost died, I think, 3 times. He got shot in the chest, shot in the eye. He got locked in a prison cell or like prison block with a gang of zombies. Oh, and then he had to kill his mom. Throwback.
Go. Oh, you remember that, like, one thing where they thought that, like, following the train tracks would lead somewhere cool, but it was just a bunch of cannibals?
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
That was only one episode long.
They were all, like, over the sink, and they were just, like, slitting throats, and I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, god damn.
Oh, that's how season 6 ended.
Yeah, them slitting throats, and they're like, what's going on? Cut to black.
Cut. Shit.
They got thrown into a container. A shipping container, like, you're gonna be next. And then it cut to black.
There's this movie I saw when I was younger. It was about cannibals. So, like, these group of teenagers get stuck on this island. They, like, send... I can't remember if this is true. I feel like that's a part of the movie, but I'm not too sure. These teenagers get flown out to this island. And they're just camping and shit and vibing. And, like, you know, there's, like, a family of cannibals that live there. But, like, they're all, like... fucking, they have an extra Y chromosome and shit, like, they're all fucked up and deformed, but, like, there's just a bunch of traps and stuff just to kill the fucking teenagers, and they're there, like, drinking the blood as it drips from them, like, hanging off a trap and stuff, and, like, it was just such a weird thing. And I remember there's another scene, I'm pretty sure in that movie too, where they're cooking a thigh or something like that, and they notice a tattoo mark of a girl that went missing. And they start throwing up. It's like, oh my god, that's fucking her. Ugh. But, like, it was just, like, it wasn't scary, the movie. It was more, like, just
gross.
Horrendous.
Gross. And, like, why the fuck is this playing? This show about cannibals. Or this TV. Or this movie. God. Fuck cannibals.
That reminds me of a movie like Hostel. Where it's not even, like, a scary movie or anything. It's just basically these American dudes go out to... middle of fuck knows where, like
Sweden,
somewhere fucking, yeah. And then they get, like, let out because they're this one guy that's like, hey, there's bitches over here, and they're like, fuck yeah. And then they went to middle fucking nowhere and they get kidnapped, and basically, like, rich people would pay money to, like, torture them, and, like, that's the whole fucking movie. So it's literally just like them just, like, living their lives fucking bitches, and then it, like, cuts to someone, like, getting stabbed. It's like, fuck. This is the worst. Sorry, just reminded me of that.
No. Fuck. There's bitches. Why are we going nowhere? Where the fuck are we?
We're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Where the bitches at, actually?
Bro, I keep thinking about The Purge now that we're talking about that. About The Purge. Now, we're definitely gonna get killed. Like, our neighbors are gonna fuck us up.
Right? The Purge?
The Purge? Yeah, if The Purge is real.
If The Purge is real, I don't know.
I have some crazy neighbors.
I don't know, man. I feel like the neighbor, like, his son's gonna go postal. And he's like, fuck it. And, like, he's gonna fix up the car, and he's just gonna run a bunch of people over.
My dad actually just got an assault rifle.
Oh, shit.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Truth.
Bought it before it got banned or what?
I think so. I think that's why. But yeah, he's kind of Fortnite-ing.
He got the golden scar.
I actually helped him put on a red dot because it's basically the same thing as airsoft.
Isn't it illegal?
What,
to have a reticle on a fully automatic weapon?
It's not a fully automatic. Having a fully automatic.
It's illegal to have
a fully automatic. Illegal to have a fully automatic and a greater than 10 round mag.
In California?
In somewhere.
I think it's just California that you can have a fully automatic.
Probably just California, because we got some problems over here. We definitely use those guns a little much.
Hell yeah. America.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Bitch ass Eli.
Remember when people were scared to go to school because of clowns?
Yeah. They should come back.
That'd be funny.
They should have been like, the government should be like, damn, we need people to stay inside. You know, clowns.
Clowns.
Bring the clowns with back.
Knives.
Yes. This time, they actually stabbed the people.
Yeah, didn't people actually get stabbed? Or was that just
I
like,
don't know.
Oh, yeah. Boonery. People definitely used.
Didn't a clown get shot?
Say, oh, I remember seeing a video of, yeah.
Yeah, I got like, live clowns in this.
Hey, he runs back the fuck up. Boom, and the clown's just like, oh, shit. He's like, yeah. He starts running. Yeah, you better run the mountains, bitch.
He ain't talking that good shit no more. You was talking that good shit a minute ago. Then you got kicked in your chest.
You got kicked in your chest.
I was thinking, we should have an anime set talk.
Alright, I'll for see you Tom. Later.
I was thinking about it for Tom, because Tom, I don't know.
You don't watch any anime, Zach?
Never in my life. Well, that's a lie, actually, but that's alright.
You got me into anime.
Zero zip. I got 002 or whatever the fuck.
002?
Yeah.
You watched Johnny and the Franks?
Mm-hmm.
That was weird.
It's like super late.
It's like 4:30.
Yeah, I know. Because you go to sleep. Look at your friend's like already passed out dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's whack, so.
Mm-hmm. He wants to sleep early.
Make sure you buy your dog's food.
Okay.
Before you go tomorrow.
It'd be better if I brought home the food because then my grandma can actually help me pay for it.
Okay, but you're gonna starve your dogs for a whole day or what?
They don't have enough
There's
food.
No dog food.
Okay. Good night.
Yeah, go to sleep. Good night.
I don't got work till later. And we're closed Sunday. Pog. Huh.
Wait, tomorrow's Sunday, though?
No.
Tomorrow's Saturday. Tomorrow's Sunday.
Tomorrow is Sunday.
That's true.
Yeah.
Today is Saturday.
Today's Saturday. It's 4 in the morning. Whoa. God, we always... Fuck. What were we talking about? Guns.
Sussy want
drugs.
Guns. Murder. Gang.
Murder.
Clowns.
Clowns.
Dude.
I got my vaccine. Woo.
Woo me. Among Us.
My mommy won't let me get my vaccine.
I'm almost at my second. Then I'm completely safe.
My second one, I get in like 2-3 weeks. Sick. Around 8 a.m. too. Or at least in the morning. You want to hear some shit? My coworker has a week off. Because, watch, he called in sick today. He doesn't work Saturdays. We're closed Sunday. And he doesn't work Mondays and Tuesdays. 5 days off in a row. The bastard could have come for one. That would have been still 4 days off. Bastard.
Man, what if he is sick? Then that means he's going to be sick for all of his cool days off.
Nah.
Dup.
I don't think so.
See?
No. He doesn't want to be at the kitchen. Like, if he keep... I feel like once he starts, he's going to keep being flaky. It's happened before with other coworkers.
Oh, yeah. One of my coworkers, like, one of our new hires, like, she's been, like, charged with, like, assault on her, like, parents and, like, and a police officer.
Yeah.
And, like, stealing her parents' car and stuff like that. Like, ridiculous, rambunctious shit. Like, she crazy person.
Damn.
And then didn't work, so, like, one of my boss just, like, you're leaving right now.
Damn.
It's crazy. Baboonish.
I always think a lot, not every day, but most days out of the week, like, fuck it. I could be unemployed, like, rare for a few weeks.
A couple of days.
You know, I could do this. Fuck this job. I'll find another one. I was thinking, I'm like, eh, it's not that bad. But then, like, I think about, like, this is why there's a lot of flaky people in, like, fast food and, like, other, like, minimum wage jobs and, like, chains. Like, they don't give a fuck. They can just leave. Like, fuck it. I'm sick, but I'm actually just gonna game today.
Mm-hmm. It was a Bullet Force
day. It's a Bullet Force day. God, it's such a good game, Bullet Force. Mm-hmm. Does Raymond still play it?
Raymond? It was me that played it all the time.
Yeah?
I got the Vector in that one, that game.
You got the Vector?
Mm-hmm. Vector with the skins.
You know you can't use your mobile account for Bullet Force for the PC? For the online?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Still works for mine, though. Because I downloaded it. God, such a fun game. Shell Shockers, too.
Dude.
Shell Shockers, too.
I like fucking Worms.
I actually bought shit on Shell Shocker.
Splix. You bought shit?
Yep.
I can't get everything my account. Because it was on my school email. And every time I logged in, I logged in.
Me too.
God.
Fuck, man.
I know. I was so pissed. Ugh. Damn, everything is on your school email. That's crazy.
Your stuff?
You.
No, I'm good.
Like your logins and stuff. But like, you change it all?
It auto changes. It'll auto swap. Be like, oh, do you not? Especially on my iPhone. Because mm-hmm. They sent me like a bunch of emails and I just looked at them. It was like, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, everything. It was like, oh, you don't have an email for any of this stuff. We're just going to switch it over to such and such. Oh, that's so cool. Why would I delete my email, bro? Like someone else is going to be need. Suck my balls.
I don't know. It must do with storage
like
or something.
John, like John Adams Doe 100. I get why you might need that fucking somewhere. but like my name is so specific and it's so weird. So isn't that specific now that I think about it? Ramirez, Miranda's, Barone. That uncommon at the last
name. Mine was hella long. Cause the two last names.
Among Us. Imposter.
100.
That's not two last names. What's your middle name?
I don't have one.
What's your middle name?
No, it's not.
On Gina.
No, it's... I have two last names.
Mexican.
It's hyphenated. It's one last name. And then Axel. Just like my little brother, he has two first names and two last names.
That's...
And then set up...
Why don't you just put the middle name?
Fuck that. The fuck? We don't have middle names? Fuck that. Middle name's gay.
You're just mad because you don't have one.
Yeah. My initials are Zam.
I like stupid. Not having a middle name.
You don't care about it. And the fact you're saying you don't like, you like not having one, you don't. Because it wouldn't affect you if you did.
There's no need. Yeah, like, there isn't. I'm not gonna... Who the fuck am I gonna get named after? I got nobody else in the family to get named after.
Sometimes you don't need
your middle name to be named after. Simply... That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, but you could have a middle name, and then you wouldn't mind if you did.
Nah, I mind right now.
Does Eli have a middle name?
Most people have middle names.
No, that's not true at all. A lot of people don't have middle names.
Yeah.
It's mostly just 50, Caucasian 50. People.
I feel like most people have none that bad middle names.
You know a lot of Caucasian people?
I have moved to a lot of Caucasian neighborhoods.
It's a big white person thing. Name after your dad, your grandpa, aunt, maybe a mother. Maybe her maiden name. That's weird. I think that's weird. I used to have a friend whose mother's original last name was now his middle name. I was like, is that kind of weird? Kind of sounds like you have two last names and now your dad isn't happy with it.
Now your dad is constantly reminded.
Like, is that a big deal? Like, I guess it kind of is. Like, let's say you get married and then she doesn't want to change over her last name. Is that like a reason to beat your wife?
To wake up Chris Breezy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to beat, beating
is always bad. I have thought about that. I'm like, damn, when them get married? And like in this day and age,
they might
not want to change the last name. I don't want to change my fucking last name.
Because with feminism, like the idea is that it's equal. Mm-hmm. So having a system in where men have
it's like
that prolong their name is kind of fucked up. But it's just tradition in my mind.
I wouldn't want to change my last name. She don't want to change. Fuck it. She don't want to change hers. She don't want to change hers. I don't know. It might be the kids might be weird. Maybe I don't know. Fucking
yeah. You got. You have like four last names or something. I don't know.
Probably gonna do what I did. Just put hyphen whatever.
We had like 10 last names. That'd be funny.
If you don't give your kids,
I'm gonna kill your. I'm 18 now. I could legally remove. I want to take that last name off.
If you don't give your kids middle names, I'm going to kill your kids. If you have kids one day, I'll literally kill your kids.
Why am I going to give them middle names? I'm never going to use the middle name. It's like useless.
I don't use mine either.
It's for extra power.
Yeah.
Like if you're really mad at your kids, you say the whole thing.
And also like when someone says their full name, it's like such and such middle name, such and such. There's nothing about that. Someone says, oh, I have two last names, because you had a preference of the fact that you had two last names. Then people were like, why the fuck do you have two last names? And then there's a whole conversation.
I don't like having two last names.
Me either. I don't like it either. You should change it. So you have a middle name.
I am going to change it. I've taken off the last name.
Or you can make it your middle name.
No, I don't want that fucking name at all.
No one uses it, because no one uses middle name.
Fuck. I don't want to have that name at all.
Me neither.
Ugly ass fucking last name.
That's an ugly name.
Fucking
Mexicans.
Fucking hate that last name.
I hate Mexicans too. Dude, honestly, I think I'm more racist than I portray.
No, you portray it.
No, don't worry. You got it.
I feel like I could be a little bit more open with it though. I feel like you guys aren't getting the full aspect of what I could do. I could achieve so much greater things.
Oh, don't worry.
No, I'm not Russian. That sounded like I said Russian. I meant rushing.
Like achieving great pace.
Playing the long con.
Is Bangkok a shitty place to live?
Probably.
You think?
Yeah. They said it in Hangover.
It is the capital though.
Of Amos.
Whatever it is.
All films I've seen, Bangkok looks moist, dark, and shitty, and very overpopulated.
Prostitutes. That's what I know. The red light district. I don't know. Like, because there's a lot of tourists in Bangkok. There's probably some nice.
Probably.
Like, Vegas is a shitty place, but it's got some nice ass places.
That's true.
The Vegas as a whole is shitty. The Vegas Strip, that's good.
There's like nice Vegas neighborhoods though. Yeah.
Well, yeah, probably rich people have need somewhere to live.
Yeah. So like, there's some nice neighborhoods. LA shit, but you know, like the hills, nice neighborhoods.
The hills.
The hills.
The Beverlys. No, all of LA smells, and you can tell when you're in LA. Just things feel weirder.
LA shit.
LA has a pandemic of crackheads, and it's kind of sad.
It's kind of funny though.
Because LA's kind of a fun place to hang out, like, because LA is just like, businesses are like, you know where we need to set up? Los Angeles. So there's so much shit, like, from everywhere, just in LA, so it's like cool to see different things, but I don't think it's a place to live. Montebello's kind of pushing it, because it doesn't feel like Los Angeles, but just because you know you're living in it, you're like, ugh. Like, even when I'm in Montebello, I won't say that I'm in L.A. sometimes. Unless I'm talking to, like, Tom. Like, where you at, L.A.? Because it distresses him.
It is L.A., but,
it's the L.A. County. The county of Los Angeles. Yeah. Most people just think of the city of the tall building.
Yeah. Or the areas around it, like Hawthorne.
I've not once thought of Hawthorne when I think of L.A.
No, I don't know all the cities. I'm just thinking, like, cities that I didn't know. Long Beach, Hawthorne, Downey.
Mount
Ace. Yeah. I don't know.
It's sleepy time.
Is it night-night?
It's almost 5 o'clock. I can't stay here all day.
I know. It's stinky. Among us. Alright. Are we ending this?
Yeah, we're ending this.
This is fun.
It's cool, the mic.
It was a good test for the mic.
Yep. Alright. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I am wrong.
Did I turn off my fucking mouse?
That's hilarious. That's embarrassing. Like, you don't have a built-in fucking trackpad on your shit. Like what your laptop is meant for. Your lap. You want to press the stop button?
No.
I don't care.